pet store. Mm-hmm. But there are a growth and outgrowth of the variety store, to my observation.
Uh-huh. What about a grocery store that is independently owned and very small, maybe just located in a neighborhood somewhere? What would you call that?
Well, just privately owned.
Privately owned what?
Grocery store.
All right. And now there are also very small little stores that sell bread and milk and ice and things that you can, and they're located all over the place in neighborhoods. They don't sell a full stock of groceries. Mm-hmm. What do you call those stores? Is there any particular?
Like Maverick here.
Mm-hmm.
And
right. Do you say grocery store?
No. I know I must have said it a jillion times, but I can't remember.
And I say, is there a little blank store in the neighborhood?
Drive-in.
Drive-in, all right. Good, thank you. And some places that sell, may sell meats and vegetables and things like that are cooked. Now, the main purpose of such a place would not be to have people come in and eat.
Delicatessen.
All right. That's what do you call the various things that are in that you would have in the kitchen to heat food with?
You mean on the stove line?
That or anything you can.
Well, you have a coffee percolator. Okay. You have an electric broiler.
Mm-hmm.
You have a deep fry.
Mm-hmm.
A mix master.
Mm-hmm.
I have a kitchen magician that I wouldn't sell you for $500, and I just paid $1,250 for it.
What is
it? It's a mechanical device that shreds,
mm-hmm.
Cuts to pieces, slices. Well, it is a wow for hamburgers, slicing onion for hamburgers and tomatoes. On a large scale, you wouldn't want to use it just to make hamburgers for two or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You just have all sorts of toasters.
Uh-huh.
I said percolators, didn't I? Of course, you have your electric stove if you cook with electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Electric hot water heaters if you have an all-electric kitchen. I guess that's all.
What do you call the appliance that keeps your food cool?
Icebox, or refrigerator.
Uh-huh. Which one do you say?
Well, I think icebox refers to the old-timey ice delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Refrigerator is an electrical box.
Uh-huh. Okay. However, I noticed this morning that probably you seem naturally to say icebox because mm-hmm. you said I'm going to go to the icebox and get a cake.
You're right. You know why? Because when your children and your grandchildren are small, you say, be sure and close the icebox door. They would know what you said if it was refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
So you get in that habit.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a place that you can go out and take your dirty clothes and wash them and dry them?
Washateria.
All right. And what do you call the thing that you use to collect your dirty clothes in?
Clothes hamper.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing that you use to clean your carpets?
Vacuum cleaner.
And the little, most vacuums have some sort of receptacle, little thing where the dust goes, and then you...
It's a bag, dust bag.
And what do you call the...